And joining us on the line from Sagamore Hills, Ohio, is Jim Houston. He will be one of the two honorary co-captains for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Redskins, the other being Jim Kinnicky. So, Jim, welcome to the show, man.
I appreciate that very much.
Well, let's start this off by, you know, taking you back to when you were drafted. Interesting story for you because you're coming out of Ohio State, a highly touted player on the defensive side of the ball, defensive end, linebacker. You've got all these skills, and both the Browns and the Buffalo Bills of the then American Football League draft you in the first round. So, first of all, what was that like to have two teams courting you like that?
Well, that was it was very exciting, and of course, I was drafted by the Browns, and I had a brother that played 8 years for the Browns. Right. It was my brother Lynn,
yep.
From 46 to 53. And with that kind of background, it was just an automatic for me to choose Cleveland.
Yeah, you grew up in Maslin, and Paul Brown's the coach here. So really, and again, you're a former Ohio State player. There was nothing that would deter you from doing what you did, and it worked out quite well. Four Pro Bowls later, and a nice long 13-season career.
13 seasons, right?
Yeah,
right.
And let's go back to that football in 1960 and joining this team. These are heady times, really really great times for this football franchise. What was it like to be a part of that?
It was, I guess you could say, rewarding. You always have questions when you go up to the next highest league, from college to professional, and it was actually. I'm at a loss for words, except that the one thing that would always keep us going is the competition that you have at your own level.
Right.
And I had a lot of competition there, and it really helped out.
The relationship between players and fans was much closer, was it not?
Oh, yeah.
You were one of them, so to speak, and that's how it worked out.
And plus the history that I had, you know, my brother Lynn played for the Browns for 8 years. My brother Walt played for the Redskins 1 year, and he said he could dig ditches and make more money than he made. I think it was like $6,500 or something like that. And it was that kind of experience that really accelerated my interest in the professional football.
Did you always know that you were going to have that opportunity, again, given your brothers playing in the league? And again, you were, you know, you had the skills that put you on the line, but you also, in 59, in college, were quite a receiver, too, right? You led the team in receiving.
Right.
At Ohio State. Yeah, and you had a 100-yard game. I was going to say, you had a 100-yard game against Michigan State. You were an All-American in 58-59. So you were multi-skilled, but A, did you always see defense, and B, did you always see the NFL?
I really didn't think about the NFL because I was too preoccupied with the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I played for Ohio on an average of about 52 minutes a game.
Right, right. You were like an Iron Man.
And I'd lose 6 to 8 pounds every game.
Wow. So you got a little bit of a break once you got to the NFL.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Now, Jim, you again. Different perspective, different times. You get to the NFL, and Paul Brown is the legendary Paul Brown, your coach, and he's running this Browns team. And one of the first things you do, which I find fascinating, is you started your football afterlife career as a rookie in the NFL, which is the insurance business, selling life insurance, and you got into that right away. Why?
I was trying to earn some money so that my wife and I could survive.
but the opportunity to do that, you didn't. I know you had the ambition, but were you not encouraged to do that also?
Oh yes. Everybody said, "Hey, listen, we're off on Monday and Tuesday. Get a job."
So that's
what the coaches said,
and pretty much that's what everybody did, right?
Yeah, right. Everybody did that.
It was like you didn't give it a second thought.
I mean, there wasn't any money then. I was the first draft choice, fifth guy taken in the entire draft, and never made more than $10,000.
Wow. Jim, let me ask you this. How do you see this current Browns team? Because right now it is driven, the success that they've had very recently has been driven largely by defense.
Yes, it has, and you win with defense. Mm. I mean, the abilities of the offensive guys are really needed and wanted, and the excitement that you have drives you for the success of the season.
Yeah, it carries a lot. It's a great foundational thing, and it's a physical group that these guys have, too.
Right.
Up front, especially. Well, I bet you're pretty excited about Sunday.
Yeah, I am.
It's going to be fun. You get to put a jersey on and let people say hello to you.
Is that what we do? Just put the jersey on and go out on the field?
Go out on the field, wave a little bit, mingle with the fans. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to be very pleased, I know, to have you aboard there. Well, Jim, thank you so much for taking the time. I look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
And joining us now on the line from Pierpont, Ohio, is Jim Kinnicky. He's the other honorary co-captain for this game on Sunday against the Redskins, along with Jim Houston. They are former teammates. You joined the Browns in 1963. You were a second-round draft pick from Michigan State. And then, of course, in 64, that championship game against the Colts, really that was a defining game for you. Because you're dealing with a big guy named Jim Parker at left guard, 6'4", 270. I mean, at that time, a good size. Not that it, in relative terms it's a big man, but I'm, you know, compared to today's game. But you you did not let Jim Parker really do much of anything in that game from your tackle position.
Well, it was a good game plan, and I think the key to my performance was the fact that we changed our coverage on defense to lock up their receivers and give the defensive line time to get to United.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense to be able to have that help from the back end, not unlike today's Browns team.
Well, it's something that you know, we had very good defensive backs too, and it was a great game plan by Blanton Collier.
Yeah, tell us more about Blanton, because you know he's coming into a situation where you've got the great Paul Brown, of course, the legendary figure, and he's got to come in after him. You mentioned a couple of times that you had really good coaching there, and what made him such an excellent coach?
I think the fact that he was a very studious person, and he would break down every position on defense fundamentally, and he could teach every position, whether you were a cornerback, a defensive lineman, a linebacker. And after every game that you played, we'd come in on Tuesdays to watch the tapes and the films, and he would talk to everybody on the team sometime during that day. If you had a problem with something, he'd say, "I think this is what we need to work on this week," and He was just a great teacher.
And that's really what coaching is. And you can appreciate it probably more now as you follow this current Browns team, Jim. So many young players, so many rookies that need coaching up. What have been some of your observations of how this young team has performed? And I'm sure you pay close attention, particularly to the defensive side of the ball, where they've had some pretty good success.
Well, I do, I see that they're technically getting better as the year goes on, and they're starting to be more cohesive as a unit, and it's showing up. You're going to get hit with a long play like we did last week, that 80-yard run the first play. And it wasn't a matter that we were out physical on the play. We had a couple little errors, and the running back had great speed, and once he got through there, it was a foot race, but it didn't happen again, and that's the main thing.
Tell us, Jim, what you're doing these days.
Well, I'm semi-retired. I've been in the steel business for the last 35 years, a company that we bought 35 years ago, and so I'm still a season ticket holder with the Browns, and my four sons are working in our company, and so that's what's keeping us busy these days.
Good stuff. And I can imagine that, you know, people talk about players in their post-football careers. What can they bring from the game to business or whatever they're into, I would imagine quite a few lessons that you learn from not only Blanton Collier, but your whole experience in the NFL with the Browns and then later with the New York Giants was probably beneficial to you that you've taken that you took to your business many years ago.
Well, there's a couple things. You know, it's hard work, as many people in business realize. But the big thing that I learned playing for the Browns and for Blanton Collier was the fact that you have to pay attention to details, and business is that way. You see so many things that are going well, but you forget to cross the T's and dot the I's, and it'll come back to bite you. And so I think that's the biggest thing that you learn in business.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you taking the time. And, again, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday along with Jim Houston.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
All right. He is Jim Kinnicky, one of the two honorary co-captains for Sunday's game between the Browns and Redskins. He'll join former teammate Jim Houston before the game, and we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.